misi yari njana munu inimba zigose benshi awe nore wabatishanga.
For 100 days in 1994, in the Central African country of Rwanda, a genocide took place in which Hutus killed Tutsis and moderate Hutus. An estimated 800,000 people were killed. Today, the country is rebuilding from the ashes of that genocide. UN Radio traveled to Rwanda to find out how the survivors are faring. In this edition, widows of the genocide help each other. Asumta Omurundi shows a visitor around the offices and clinic of Avega in Kigali, the Rwandan capital. Avega is an association made up of women who were widowed after the events of the 1994 genocide. Solidarity and emotional support is what the association principally offers women who have been traumatized by the loss of husbands, children, and other relatives. Asumta is one of the founding members of the association.
Like other members of Avega, I also lost my husband, and I lost all other members of my family. I was completely alone, but I'm lucky because I now have two children, and some of my co-workers don't have any children.
49-year-old Paskazi Mukazakindi comes to Avega for counseling and help. Paskazi lost her husband and only child during the genocide.
I wasn't with my husband when he was killed. I had gone to visit relatives in Chikongoro. My husband and my child were killed in Nyanza, where we lived. Even today, I don't know how they were killed.
Paskazi struggles as best she can to rebuild her life after the loss of her husband and child. Her struggle is complicated by the fact that she has AIDS, a result of being raped during the genocide.
I don't know who raped me. There were many. I only recognize three of them, but they are no longer in the country. And I don't know who killed my husband and my baby either. If I knew who they were, I would take them to court.
That's another service Avega offers widows of the genocide, help in prosecuting their attackers, that is, if they know who they are. The association also helps with training, providing medical and psychological care, and the emotional support from those who have suffered similar traumas, says Asumta.
When you have been traumatized, it helps to work with those who can understand you because they have lived the same experience. We also ask them to submit projects so that we can find financing for them. We help with training so that the women can learn skills, especially because many of them worked the land before or depended on either their husband's salaries or other family members.
In 1995, just 1 year after the genocide, 50 traumatized widows came together to form the association. They realized there was no way they could heal from the many traumas they had experienced without reaching out to others who had suffered in similar ways. Asumta says the word spread quickly from one widow to another, so that today there are some 25,000 members. With three clinics throughout the country, they struggle to meet the needs of widows and their children living in desperate hardship and with the physical and psychological pains of what they have endured.
Nitwa Kiribazahire Neema, My name is Nima Gribazayari, and I came to know Avega through other widows of the genocide who already belonged to the association. They told me that Avega would take care of me since I have AIDS, and that's how I came here.
Naima Kirabazayire's husband was killed in a Kigali mosque during the genocide. She and her three children were there, but managed to survive.
When my husband was killed, I was just nearby and I knew they could kill me too. I was too panicked to think about anything at that moment. But after the genocide was over and I went back home, that's when the problems came. I worried about feeding and educating my children. I was sick from having been raped. I gave up. I started to hate myself.
Naima, too, was infected with HIV. Avega provides her with antiretroviral drugs. And just as important, the association has helped her to come alive again through counseling and the friendship of other widows. Assumpta says different donors support different projects. There's Christian Aid, which helps construct housing for Avega members. Then there's DFID, that's the UK Department for International Development, which supports the care and treatment program for the women with AIDS. And KFORD, an organization based in the UK, which provides funds for the counseling the women receive. There's also funding for a project where Avega buys cows for the women.
C'est très important, ces vaches. Elles aident les veuves à remonter le moral.
We have a project that we call O Lavage. Cows are very important because they help to lift the spirit of widows. The women start to feel that they are active doing what they used to do.
Leur activité d'avant.
For Paskazi, Avega has been a lifesaver. She calls the association her mother and father. She has two brothers, but they abandoned her once they found out she was infected with AIDS. The intense counseling she has received has helped her to want to live again.
Since I've been coming to Avega, the association has been helping me. Avega found a therapist for me, someone I can talk with about my problems, and she gives me advice. Now I see that I'm getting better, little by little.
But no organization, no matter how well endowed, can possibly meet the needs of the thousands of women and their children left widowed and orphaned by the genocide. As many as 250,000 women were raped and often deliberately infected with HIV by militias using rape as a weapon of war. Assumpta says one area where there are no donors so far is in the judicial area, needed so women can seek redress.
C'est un département qui tient un rôle très important.
This area is very important if we want to continue to support these widows. There will always be this need for justice, to prosecute the people who kill their loved ones, but also to insist on their rights, since sometimes their inheritance rights, for example, are dismissed. So they need to be able to reclaim their rights.
She says the stigma attached to being raped has caused many victims to remain silent about their ordeal. But Avega wants them to speak out about it.
We advise them to take their complaints to court, to file any complaints or questions they have at the door of the court. To do that, you need a lawyer and you need to know the law. And that's where they really need support. Many of our members were raped during the genocide, but they don't dare to speak about it. But Avega has played a major role in helping them to speak out. It's not in our tradition, it's not in Rwandan culture to talk about things like that, to say that you have been raped. But because Avega helped women to speak out, the problem of rape during the genocide has been brought to the attention of the public.
Le problème de violence pendant le génocide a été porté aux yeux du public.
And while some Rwandans have reconciled with those who harmed them or their family members, for others like Naima, not knowing who killed her husband makes reconciliation impossible to contemplate. If she knew who killed him, she says, she would kill the person or persons. For Paskazi, too, reconciliation seems unlikely.
For me, it's really difficult to talk about reconciliation when I don't even know who killed my family, and no one can tell me the truth about what happened, or tell me where they are or where their remains are so I can bury them. Then there are those who raped me and infected me with AIDS. It's really so painful. Maybe others can talk about reconciliation, but for me, it's still difficult.
What Paskazi wants is justice, especially because for her and other widows infected with AIDS, the realization is that those who caused their ordeal are in prison awaiting trial in Arusha at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. There, they receive the AIDS medication, food, housing, and other benefits that their victims must often do without. For Paskazi and many others, this is a double injustice.
About the genocide, there are these people who killed our family members, who made us widows, with no children, no place to live, no food. But they live well in prison. What kind of human rights are they? What do you who work at the United Nations think of that? I don't have a place to live. I don't have work. What does the UN plan to do for us widows? We know that those who are in prison in Arusha, in UN custody, are living better than the survivors.
So for the widows of the 1994 Rwandan genocide, there is the memory of that horrific tragedy and the pain of having lost husbands and, for some, children. Those whose children survived worry that their children will soon be orphans. And while Avega helps with school fees and housing, the association can only do so much. We leave the last word to Naima, who made this request of us.
The survivors all have a hard time living and making ends meet. Rwanda has limited resources. Can you give me hope that Rwanda will get the aid it needs to help the survivors of the genocide live better lives?
Yego nitubabere ingenzi dusoze neza ibyo basize.